And welcome to Across the Park, the only award-winning sports show on 2SER, as far as we are aware. Hasn't it been an interesting week in sport? First we had that thing with the ball, and then that match that no one saw coming. Oh my, we have literally things to discuss. And by we, I mean myself, Joel Kassam, as well as other people, people of whom I'm about to introduce right now. Right now. First up is a woman who had, and I don't think I'm being overdramatic here, her birthday this week. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay! It was my birthday.
Happy birthday, Gabby.
Thank you, Joel.
You're welcome. I'll continue.
Yeah.
And joining us for the first time is the captain of the Australian women's handball team. It's Emma Ginya.
Whoa!
Thanks for having me. Guys. First captain on the show.
First captain.
Wow.
That's really cool.
Very privileged.
Yeah. We are privileged. You're an athlete.
Please don't be privileged. You do far more than we do.
Well,
far more than we ever could.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, Emma.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
First time on the radio.
I know. It's exciting.
You're a pro already.
Already. Yeah. You've nailed it.
Don't be too good, because
we need
might take your job.
Yeah,
and we can't take your job because it's handball.
So when Joel was like, "Yeah, we're getting Emma on. She's a professional handball player," and I was like, "Well, did you tell her about me?" And he was like, "No, what? I am the handball champion in Redfern." And he was like, "Oh, it's not that kind of handball.
It's true,
but war ball actually, I did really well in war ball." Which is nothing like your sport, but I just want to tell you that I'm the Redfern champion of war ball.
Okay.
That is a pretty good, what is it, claim to fame?
Yeah.
I think
fame to claim.
I got a golden hand for it.
Really?
Yeah. It was sponsored by Red Bull.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never mentioned this before.
Oh, I definitely have.
Have you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
Gavin. I think it was like the first thing I spoke about. But the correlation was here, and then I realized that handball is definitely more advanced.
But
the game that Emma plays.
We're going to talk about Emma's sport in a second, but I'm interested in war ball. What is that?
So it's like a high bounce ball up against a wall.
It's like
handball, like primary school handball, but not with each other. Well, it is with each other, but against a wall first.
Like squash?
Like, exactly.
Like handball.
That is exactly it.
I'm glad you went to squash because that makes more sense. For me, I went straight to Forrest Gump when he had half the table up and he's just playing
ping pong.
I'm also the champion of that by myself. It was a big thing for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Congratulations.
Thanks.
To you on becoming, what are you?
I always try and angle it, make it about me.
Yeah, you really did. I know there's a professional sport.
Yeah, I know. I'm puffing my chest here.
I think you've got to celebrate all.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Well done. Emma, handball. Can you explain it to us? Because we clearly don't know what we're talking about.
Yes, it is very different to our usual schoolyard handball that everyone thinks our team plays. But it's kind of like water polo and land. So
I read that. Combination.
Obviously
of,
without the water.
Yeah.
But combination of, I think, all sports. So you can take three steps. You can dribble the ball. The ball is about hand size.
Mm.
And the aim is to score it at the end of the court. There's a big goal. Similar to indoor soccer.
Yeah.
I know a couple of you play indoor soccer.
Yeah.
So same size goal.
It's exactly the same, isn't it?
Same size goal, three metres.
Yeah.
By two?
By two, exactly.
Did a bit of research.
Yeah.
And there's a poor goalkeeper
That looks at the end so of it. Hard. They don't even have gloves on.
No.
Why not?
Because generally they're the crazy ones in the team.
Really?
I've heard that, though, about soccer goalies as well.
I was a soccer goalie. It makes a lot of sense. It
makes a lot of sense.
I don't know. Like, they do a lot of throwing as well. So if you've got gloves on, you can't do that.
I guess and it's not, like, rock hard, right?
No. I don't know why the ball is, I want to say it's leather, but.
I think it is.
I think it was. Yeah, you actually brought one in and we are now.
Yeah.
We've
and it looks, so it looks like a kind of mini soccer ball, right? Yeah. You would say, and that's how you kind of.
But a little bit softer in feel, so it's easy to hold on to.
Yeah. You can kind of grip it a bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you can't hold the ball for very long, right? It's not like basketball where you can sort of.
You got 3
run up
seconds.
And down. 3 seconds.
3 seconds
to hold the ball.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to play this game.
Yeah.
No, I'm a hog.
3 seconds. But the good thing is you can hold the ball 3 seconds. You can also take 3 steps, and then you can bounce the ball. and then take another three steps. So that could that could take more than 3 seconds.
Okay.
So it's just the holding of the ball while...
While just there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So if you continuously bounce it, can you hold it?
Yeah, you can bounce.
You're doing it 2 seconds, bounce, 2 seconds.
So you
bounce.
Can do a sprint all the way down the other end.
Yeah. We call it a fast break.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of like AFL then, in where you bounce and you can sort of run that 15 metres.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rule is, though, there's no carryover. So, you know, in basketball, you can kind of carry it. Yeah, you got to bounce, 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 and you only get the one chance to bounce. So once
you
bounce,
once you started bouncing,
if you stop, yeah, you can't go again.
Ah, that's a lot for the. Is it? That's a lot to think about. Refs or umpires in handball?
Refs.
Refs. A lot for the ref to think about.
Yeah, there's two of them at the end, like on the court, and they also have a little mic and they talk to each other.
Mic.
Yeah,
but so how do you even know what 3 seconds is? Yeah. I don't know that.
Yeah,
it's a pretty fast game, so. Apparently, after ice hockey, it's the second fastest sport in terms of transition and moving.
It looks
moving
like
the ball.
It.
So, you know, your attacks can last between, I don't know, if it's a fast break, could be as quick as a couple of seconds through to around 20 to 30 seconds.
Wow.
So,
yeah, and it's very dynamic, really quite quick. And then there's just these like amazing jumps in the air to peg the ball at the goal. That's the coolest.
Yeah, the goals look amazing.
Yeah.
And so there's like there's that semicircle.
Yes, we call it the 6 meter.
Six meter.
It's 6 meters from the goalie.
Yep.
And no one's allowed in there except for the goalkeeper.
That's right. Yep. So if you have the ball and you want to shoot, you can jump, release the ball, and then you can land.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can't be holding the ball inside that 6 meter.
Oh, so that's why they're jumping and then pegging it. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
And the defender, so everyone attacks and everyone defends, so that's kind of different to some of the sports that we have in Australia, like netball. So the defenders can't go in there either, so they have to stay outside that 6 meter
to make sure
that you can't, or the attackers can't go in.
And what's the contact like? Contact like is it?
It's a contact sport.
Oh,
so you're allowed to, I guess,
ankle tap.
Yeah, no, it's like controlled. It's very controlled contact. So. You know, if you're running up to the goal with your ball in your hand, I can grab you, pull your arm, stop you at the hip.
No way.
And hold you in place. The important thing is that you're in between the goal and the player. So you can't take anyone from the side or behind.
Okay.
Otherwise you can.
Oh, so like if I'm going up to throw peg the ball, you're behind me. I can't
touch
grab
you at all.
But only in the front.
If I'm in front of you, I can give you a big.
Can you tickle people?
Big bear hug. You know, some tactics can.
Has anyone ever tickled anyone?
So in the game, we have someone that's on the 6 meter line called a pivot. So they're the person that comes in, maybe blocks or screens for other players or jumps into that gap to get the ball. And sometimes I've heard that people either pinch them if the defenders pinch them or tickle them. So potentially.
Mm.
Wow.
You're onto something.
Tickling is underutilized in sport.
It is, yeah.
Like it's a real actually, it's actually probably sexual assault now that I think about it. It's probably not the best thing to be doing.
But I feel like it's a bit soft for handball. Tickling.
Yeah. But it would be quite confusing if someone just started tickling you. It would throw you off your game for sure.
Maybe I'll take just it to take, my to the next game and see how it plays out.
Report back. I'd love to hear that.
Try it. Okay. So, that's the game. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing for around 15, 16 years.
Wow.
So I started at high school. So when I was in year 9, I played in my school team.
They had a school team?
Yeah, Chatswood High.
Huh.
Had a school team.
Are
actually, the whole, like, I want to say, what do you call it? Area of school that I was in.
Yeah, yeah.
Had,
what is that called?
Yeah.
The place of where people live.
My area?
Suburb.
No, like all the schools in the area play.
I want to say electorate, but it's not that
Council.
Either.
Council.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Oh, God.
School area. So there was a number of schools that played it, and we had weekly competitions.
Yeah,
so I got
cool.
into that, and one of my coaches was the New South Wales coach, and he said, come along. And the cool thing was my brother, he's 6 years older than me, was also playing at school. So he would be able to drive me to training and
that's cool.
get to do everything with him. So that was pretty awesome.
I didn't really know that it was an Australian thing. Like I didn't know the schools played it. I had no idea anything about it.
Yeah.
Which is why we host a sports show. So you got into it through school.
Yeah.
And then you played for, how long did you say, sorry?
15.
When did you, because you're the captain. I mentioned that in the intro. When did you become a captain of the Australian team?
I don't know. It's for the last couple of years, we've been leading up to go to the Asian Champs, which was last December. So maybe the last 3 years. But, you know, throughout that 15 years, I've had times on and off from the team as well, and just from the sport, just with other life commitments. Yeah. But, yeah, so probably the last 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And we've got
what does that mean?
Like, we have like three people in the leadership group. So we kind of help not only, you know, be the spokesperson between team and management, but just to look after it. We're some of the most experienced players in the team as well.
In Australia? Surely.
Yeah. So yeah. one of the girls played overseas for, I think, 7 to 8 years in Germany. So
like in a professional
league. So we have a couple of girls that have dual citizenship. So it's really cool that they've been able to play, you know, overseas in Europe where it's huge, and get that experience and bring it back to the team as well.
Do you have like a Facebook group where you're just like coaching the girls and like, get ready for training? That kind of vibe?
Yeah.
I always have like the Facebook groups where like there's like the captain that's always just like...
Like me.
Yeah.
I'm probably more of at training. Like, let's go. I'm a bit hypo, a bit psycho.
That's good.
Some would say.
That's what you'd want as a captain. Yeah. Definitely. Where do you do training? How often do you guys train? Like, what is that a training regime for a professional handballer look like?
So at the moment, we're in pretty full swing. And I was saying to Joel earlier that not all of us are in Sydney. So it makes it quite challenging.
Oh, shit. Skype in.
Yeah, Skype in. FaceTime, what are you doing? But we come together, at the start every month. Mm. Lately, it's been a little bit more often to try and get as much team connection, contact, playing together, training together as possible. But in Sydney, we have... I think there's around 7 of us that are based in Sydney. Yeah. So we try and train, like we have our own clubs that we play for just locally, but we all go to each of those trainings. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday night, we have court training. Tomorrow night, we've got a game. And then we also do our own like fitness,
okay.
I guess strength and conditioning as well, because that's super important.
Yeah.
There's lots of, it's really physical game, really quick, lots of running.
And it's on a hard court, similar like a
wooden
basketball court. But there is a beach handball as well.
Yes. So I also played beach handball.
Oh, my God. You must be so fit.
at the moment, my focus is indoor. But we have a few girls in our Aussie team that also play for the Australian beach handball team.
Whoa.
So they just came back from the World Games.
And obviously no bouncing.
Yeah, beach handball, no bouncing.
So
it doesn't work. It doesn't only, work so well.
No. Is that the only rule change?
Well... It's actually quite different. So less people on the court at once. It's obviously on beach, on sand. But there's spectacular goals. So you can get 2 points for doing a spin shot. If you jump in the air,
this is my
sport. Pirouette, shoot it, score. You can also get 2 points for
an alley. So you get
goals
for extra flair.
Yeah. And sometimes it's up to the, you know, ref's decision if it's spectacular enough.
Is that even at, like, the world champs level? That's
so they're quite different in terms of, like, how it's played, what it looks like. But a lot of the skills are very transferable. So.
Do a team huddle, dress the forward up, make him look spectacular. The ref's like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great outfit. Extra flair. 2 points.
All right, so you're about to head over to Japan.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so last year we actually went to Japan. Don't know, everything seems to be in Japan these days. Mm. But we went to Japan and played in the Asian Championships, and that's when we qualified for the World. So this is the first time we, as an Australian team, went through the Asian route of being able to qualify for World Champs. Otherwise, we'd just play in Oceania, which was against New Zealand,
yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this allows us to be really, you know, play with our competitors and get some more experience. Mm. And last year we played 6 games, won 4 of them. So we came 5th overall and qualified for the Worlds.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah. So
I had a look
since then.
Your pool has Denmark, Germany, France, Korea and Brazil.
Yes.
How are they on the world scale?
Look, It's a pretty amazing draw in terms of the skills and their abilities. For example, I think all of them in the last five or so years have been in the top three at World Champs and Olympics.
Whoa.
So we're playing the best of the best.
Okay. Who is the best? Brazil?
No, I was actually looking at that. I think France is the best, and I'm not biased or in it.
Oh, yeah.
but I looked at that last Worlds, they were in the finals for both men and women, so across the board. Norway's pretty good, the Scandinavian countries.
Okay.
But, apparently this year in the men's tournaments that have been coming up, there's been a bit of a mix of some of those not as, developed teams coming up. Mm. So, We'll give it definitely our best shot, but it's going to be a doozy competition to be up against.
So who has like a really big following or fan base around the world? Like, where is handball the most popular?
I think Europe still wins.
Yeah, right.
But Asia, so like Korea and Japan, they're really big. South American countries are coming up as well. So. Yeah.
Do you see it growing here at all?
Yeah, like over the last couple of years, we've been really trying to focus on getting some of those grassroots, so within schools, coaching clinics and things like that up and running, so that we don't just have a lot of the time we have a lot of, Europeans coming along and say, I know what handball is, let me get in. But they're here for a few months, a few years, and then, head back home. But over the last little bit, we've even our junior women's have significantly just increased.
Is there money coming in? Like, who's kind of funding and pushing?
Yeah, so
Handball Australia.
Very good, very good question. Most of the time, it's funded by us as players.
Wow.
So most of the tournaments that we go to, we self-fund all our camps. That we come together, we subsidise across the teams and contribute towards. So we could be spending up to, $7,000 to $10,000 a year to play handball and to go on overseas trips, because we're not going to get the competition locally. But it's really exciting that we've been able to secure some sponsorship for World Champs this year. So,
oh, that's cool.
We've been sponsored by a Japanese company. Funding has also come through International Handball Federation. It's really exciting.
That's
good. Yeah.
We're getting some support and help this time around.
Yeah.
It does sound like it's growing, which is excellent. When you get over there, how are we going to be able to, how do we watch you? How do we support you? What's the best way to?
Yeah. International Handball Federation have a website, and you can get all the links. They normally live stream lot of the games. And it's pretty cool this time because Japan is not that far ahead or behind us, which, last time in 2013, I went to World Champs in Serbia, which was a whole different story.
Yeah.
So supporters and family had to get up at all sorts of hours to watch us. And being closer, we have heaps of our family and friends coming to Japan to support
us. Great reason to go to Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I want to play handball.
I think you all should come trial.
We should do a mixed.
I just really like the look of being able to peg the ball. You know how just pegging it really hard? Looks fun.
Yeah.
It is.
There are some great videos online if you want to see what it looks like. Yeah.
Also just really hard for the goalie because the ball's pretty small. Like, it's not like soccer where you've got bigger circumference of, thing. I saw there's a lot of goals being scored. Like, it's pretty fast.
The goalies are pretty insane, but they're impressive as well.
What
are some of the goals they score? Goals they save.
Yes.
A goalie ever scored?
Yeah, sometimes. Really? At the moment, there's a big push for actually pulling the goalkeeper out.
Attacking.
Yeah, so then you have an extra person can come on, so someone can sub in. So you have 7-on-6, which is very beneficial in attack because you have one more player. But sometimes you see, at the very professional league, but the goalkeeper coming up and trying to shoot a penalty.
Yeah.
Oh.
But going back to the 7-on, if your team doesn't score, so with the 7, the other goalkeeper can throw a long ball to score at the other end.
How fun.
So, it's becoming a little bit more
common. And you can't use any other part. Like, can you use your shoulder if the ball comes? Can you use your head?
No.
Like, the only way you can score a goal is if it's comes from someone's hand.
Gabby wants to kick it.
Yeah, look, yeah. You can't. It can't go below your knee. So if it touches your knee or below, it's turnover. Oh. So no kicking, no
heading, nothing.
Yeah, it's better just to keep it in your hands.
Just keep it in your hands. Okay. Good to know.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we do have to talk about other sport. I don't want to.
No, I mean, I never do, so.
Yeah. Should I not?
What have you got? There's some things to discuss.
Okay. All right. So, rugby, not underwater rugby.
Nope.
Land rugby, as we call it. South Africa lifted the Webb Ellis Cup in Japan last weekend.
Japan again.
See the link? See what I've done there?
Nope.
That's because they beat England 32-12 in the final. So, South Africa, yay.
Oh, yeah?
They won. They beat the favourites, which means they've now won the World Cup 3 times, which is surprising because that's the same amount of the times the All Blacks have won. They're also the first team to be crowned champions after losing a pool match. Stuff here. I'm not going to read that. New Zealand won the bronze medal, hammering Wales 40-17 in rugby league. In what can only be described as great news for rugby league, Tonga beat Australia on Saturday night, which is arguably the biggest scalp in international footy history. So, yeah, like, I mean, Australia are world champions. They just win all the time. Sometimes New Zealand might win. Sometimes England, maybe. Never Tonga. And Tonga, they beat, I think, New Zealand, then they beat Great Britain, and then they beat Australia.
Yeah, go Tonga.
Love a good underdog. Good.
Yeah. And I think that's such an Australian thing, right? To love the underdog. And that was, a lot of people said, like, everyone was cheering on Tonga. It didn't matter. The only people not cheering on Tonga were the people playing against them. But all Australians probably cheering on Tonga. I certainly wanted them to win. The Tongas were over the moon.
What was the score?
I think they're actually, good question, 16-12. So Australia were winning 12-6 at halftime. So
great game.
Australia couldn't even score in the second half. That's how good they were.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. I think I read somewhere today that Tonga are going to have like a national public holiday when the team get back home.
That's
just to celebrate.
So good.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
How cool is that? Yeah, that's it for that, I guess. Just talk amongst yourselves.
What about the Matildas?
Oh, we can get to that. Yes. I wanted to mention this because, like, if you watch the game, it was played over in New Zealand, Australia versus Tonga. And so there's a lot of Tongans there. And so the crowd was pretty much a sea of red. It was really great. And the Tongans, when they're watching the footy, they love to sing. And it sounds incredible.
Oh, cool.
Like, it's this really, they all sing beautifully, you know. Not like us, we can't sing.
We just yell.
I was going to get into your song there, but I won't. yes, all right. The Matildas, thanks for bringing that up. Now set to get equal pay to the Socceroos.
It's actually monumentous. It's huge.
No other country has done this before. We're the first ones to do it.
Yeah.
It's good. So the Socceroos have said, we'll take a pay cut. But, like, obviously take nothing away from the Matildas because they certainly deserve it. They are, aside from women's handball, the best Australian team. Yeah.
Thank you. You could definitely get there. We just got to get more money there. We just got to get more money.
Exactly. I think they were saying that, you know, soccer in the 80s or, you know, wasn't very big.
It's taken a long time.
Look at it. Yeah. So handball still has hope. We'll keep pushing.
I mean, Samantha Kerr's jersey is the most bought jersey during the World Cup.
Yeah?
Yeah. So they should be getting paid for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of all teams.
Out of all teams.
Australian teams?
Yeah.
It's best not to ask
but
questions.
What's crazy is that they're now getting access to all the facilities. They're going to get business class flights. They're going to get all this access to sporting support.
Yeah.
I'm like, were they not getting that
before?
It's
surprising,
you'd think that
right?
If they're getting paid pittance, you would still give them, you know, the perks of being a professional athlete, which is a good physio.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I feel like we coming from handball, like, we don't get any of that.
No.
We get volunteers to help us. At the moment, we've got a couple of strength and conditioning coaches that are doing it on the side, letting us go to their gym, coming to ours, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive that.
And what's the men's handball team? Like, do they get anything good?
Yeah, like, they're Asian champs. Are in January in
2020.
Next year. I was like, oh, that's really soon.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I think I feel like handball at the moment for us is pretty on par and equal.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Before, the men were in a number of different opportunities, but now we're kind of being able to have those as well.
That's
so
good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is just, this does a lot for women in sport.
Awesome.
And I think it's going to be amazing now to see young girls, especially who play soccer, go, cool, great, I can actually do this as a career. And there's going to be support from the top.
Exactly.
Money coming through, which is pretty crazy.
It's huge.
But I also think just in terms of your, like, it's really good to notify that it's not just money. Like, it's all the extra things that enable you to be a better player.
Yeah. I mean, that's your job. You should have access to those types. I mean, business class flights. Yeah. Yeah, you might have a sore knee. You need to lie down. Like,
yeah.
But it's like those are the kind of things that I'm just shocked that they were not implemented in the first place. Like, these girls dedicate their lives to this game and the Australian public love them and they are unbelievable athletes. And it's just, I mean, it's just bizarre that we never had this in place to begin with.
Crazy,
but it's a huge step and it's very exciting. And I hope to see that across, this is just the beginning, I think, which is very, very great.
Definitely. In tennis, Ash Barty.
Oh, yes.
Ash, oh, God. You're just so good.
I know. Actually, I've got stuff. I'm not even going to read it. She's just great.
Yeah. She's just a multimillionaire.
World number one. So much money.
She could probably start funding
handball.
All the sports.
would be great.
All right. Call out to Ash Barty. Yeah, Ash. She does listen.
You really need it, like, you know.
Or even just come along and have a go at handball.
But but that would then get, we need good marketing and PR. Yeah. We need the momentum.
That would be pretty fun.
She can do everything else. Yeah. Why not? Okay, it's game time. We're almost completely out of time. So here we go. Haven't thought of a name.
The no-name game.
The what game, sorry?
The no-name game.
No-name game.
That was way better.
The no-name game. All right. So.
Not sure if that was better.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have questions. Feel free to answer them.
I just, like, how bad is this game going to be?
Let's see. I'll ask the first one.
Like,
and
it's
then
embarrassing
you can
that you've done this, a bad one, when we've got a guest.
Yeah, it is.
Look, I'm really glad if it's not on trophies.
Yes. How fucking boring was that game?
It was just really hard.
Oh, it was hard. Yeah, you're being polite. You want to say boring too.
I didn't know any of them.
Heartbroken over here. So proud of that game.
It's just too hard.
What is this going to be? It's going to be like, name that motorsporting track.
What does BMX stand for?
We've done this before.
I think we have. Well, go on then, mate.
I'll let the guest go first.
Didn't you say you've done it before?
Yeah, but exactly. So,
motocross something. Bicycle motocross? I don't know what it is.
That's good.
Is it right? Excellent.
Bicycle motocross is the correct answer. What is the highest possible score achievable by one player in a game of 10-pin bowling?
21.
What?
Highest score?
There's 10 pins, right?
Sorry.
I just want to let my brain be free, and that was the first number that came to my mind.
Is that in total or is in one?
So what do you get? Like 10 games, right?
Oh.
Plus shoe hire and hot dog.
I'm going 170.
No. So, okay, let's work this out.
No, we don't need to. You don't need to patronize us.
You got strike. And then I don't know how many points you get for.
That's the thing.
I know a strike and a spare. That's all I know.
But okay. And then glow in the dark shoes. If you get a strike, you get two extra goes.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't even know what that means.
So the answer is 300 for those playing at home.
For those playing.
I think it was a Simpsons episode. Doesn't matter. We're out of time anyway, so it
doesn't
matter. Yeah, the show's over.
Great quiz. That was great.
That was actually quite good. You did well. You won.
Thank you.
You won. No one ever wins, but you won. All the best to Japan.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
We'll have to have you back on when you come back and tell us how well you've done.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And the handball championships are when, so people can.
Yes.
The games kick off on the 30th of November, and you can follow us. We have an Instagram and Facebook account, so our Oz Women Handball.
Oz Women Handball. Cool.
Beautiful.
Get involved.
Thank
you,
Emma.
Have your support.
Captain Emma.
Captain Emma. Please, Captain Emma.
Signing off.
Yes.
Apartments have the power to stop you hearing and reading what they don't want you to know. They can approve the terms for huge sales of agricultural land to foreign companies, but you're not allowed to know. And federal police can raid journalists' homes for reporting the truth if it says you're not allowed to know. Could this happen in Australia? It's happening now. Find out what they don't want you to know at yourrighttoknow.com.au.
Authorised by Australia's Right to Know Sydney.
Can you believe? Brown cow.
Hello and welcome to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9. My name is Patrick Clancy, and that's it today. Unfortunately, I'm the only one here, so you're going to be dealing with me, I'm afraid. I'm so, so sorry that we don't have the sweet, sweet dulcet tones of Ruby Innes to balance me out, make me not as horrendous, but it's what we got. Unfortunately, she's testifying at a federal corruption trial. She couldn't tell me any more, and she said not to say that, so I've already betrayed her trust. But welcome to It's a Gay Area. We have many things to do today. I have music to play you. There's much new music, much gay things. And we're just going to have a good chat, guys. We're going to have a fun chat. And if we don't, I'm sorry, but I'm not always that fun. I spent most of my day trying to find a charger for my phone because I forgot to bring one. And I haven't been wearing shoes for the last 4 hours because my feet hurt. And you know what? That's valid because barefoot is legal. And I need you all to remember that, okay? I'm just going to run you guys through my day because we're going to have... We haven't talked, you and us. Me and you, we haven't talked so long. We haven't talked just to have a quick chat. We haven't had a time to ourselves. And you're my friend. You're all my friends and we need to remember that. And I'm your friend and I'm always here for you. So I had a nice day. I slept in a little bit. I woke up at like 10, which is early for me, to be honest, because I'm a person of luxury. Then I went to the doctor who put a needle in my bum. Very, very unpleasant. It was necessary, though. It was an intramuscular injection. So now my ass hurts. And again, very valid. I think that everyone should experience that pain once in their life just to know what it's like, you know. It's kind of fun. And then I had some sushi. My lips are very chapped as well in this windy weather, which is not good for kissing, which is one of my favourite things to do. So I have not been able to kiss because my lips are very sore and they sting. And I have not yet found a lip balm that adequately addresses that, which is very upsetting to me because lip balm is something that I always have and that never works. In the studio with me right now, I have a $50 lip balm that I bought in a moment of madness when I was unhinged, probably recovering from some sort of emotional event that's happened in my life. So I bought a $50 lip balm. It doesn't work. It's very hard to put on as well. It's like a stick and a tube. You have to like take the stick out and smear it on your lips like lip gloss. And that's too much work. Why isn't it lip gloss if it takes that much work to do? And then I came to the studio. I sat down on my very sore bottom, and I'm here to entertain you for an hour, but also half an hour though instead because we don't run for an hour, which is honestly a shame. We're going to kick right off into some music, you guys. It's been a great week for music. I did also my Friday ritual of running through my Release Radar playlist on Spotify, which is something that I need to do for the show because what gay music's come out? How do I know if I don't listen to every single music release that's come out since the last week. I don't know. So I've gone through it. Ruby has kindly sent in some suggestions from the ether. And we're going to listen to one of them right now. So we're going to start off with the title track from FKA Twigs' new album, Magdalene. The title track is Mary Magdalene, the titular character of the album. You may remember Mary Magdalene from such works as the Bible, where she was... Jesus's friend, and this album is inspired by her. It's a stunning album. It has been rated already, and it's been out. It's been out for less than a day. It has got a 9.4 out of 10 on Pitchfork. It's rated the best new music, and honestly, if you don't listen to this album in its entirety within the next 4 hours. I'm going to be very disappointed in you, but I'm going to help you get you started right now by playing Mary Magdalene from FKA Twigs' new album, Magdalene. You are listening to 2SER's It's a Gay Area on 2SER, of course, 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9. Here we go with the sultry sounds. Enjoy.
A woman's work, a woman's prerogative, a woman's time to embrace, she must put herself first. A woman's touch, a sacred geometry. I know where you start, where you end, how to please, how to curse. Yes, I heard you needed me. Yes, I'm here to open you. Yes, I know that your heart is blue. I fever for the fire, true as Mary Magdalene, creature of desire. Come just a little bit closer to me. Step just a little bit closer.
I'm
And that was Mary Magdalene, one of the title tracks, or the title track, if anything, from FKA Twigs' new album, Magdalene. So you are still listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 and It's a Gay Area. No, that's a different radio station. That's my show. My show is being broadcast on the radio station Joy FM 94.9. But you are listening to It's a Gay Area, but it is not on its own radio station. Unfortunately, one day, possibly, is the It's a Gay Area radio station where every show, 24 hours of the day, it's a gay area. It's always a gay area on itsagayarea.com/gay area. Welcome back to the show. I hope you enjoyed that song, the wonderful whimsical song. I do have some fun activities for us today, and well as a ton of new music from people like Crook, people like Frank Ocean, Elizabeth, and Natalie Blake. But first of all, we're going to answer some questions. I went on my social medias today and I asked my fans, followers, friends, I asked them, tell me, do you have any questions? Are they gay questions? Are they queer questions? Ask me them and I will answer on live radio. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give the people what they want, which is answers to basic questions that they asked me. So we're going to start off with my first fan has asked, hole? And to that I say, yes. But it depends on what type of hole. The movie Holes, starring Shia LaBeouf? No. The band Hole? Yeah, sure. The human hole? It's necessary, but it's not pretty. So, thank you for that question, and I hope you are happy with the answer. Another sweet baby has asked a question, saying, how many woods would a woodchuck suck? That's filthy, and I don't appreciate that sort of content on my TL, my timeline. I don't want it. I don't know why you made me look at it. I don't know why you made me read it out on a radio station so other people had to hear it. I think it's disgusting, and I think you need to see someone about your degeneratism, okay? And I won't answer it. I'm not going to answer it, actually. And someone reacted, and someone responded to the question asking, eyebrows? Not even a question mark, just an exclamation mark. And to that I say, they're very good. I like them a lot. I think they're necessary. They're even the absence of eyebrows gives a sort of, it makes a statement. It makes a statement about your face. Currently, my eyebrows, they're blonde. Was that a mistake? No, it was intentional. Does it look good? Probably not. But I think I look cool. So, and I am not a natural blonde. And my hair is also not bleached blonde. I just have bleached eyebrows. And you know what? That's cool. I like it, and I'm going to keep doing it. And you know what? I think we deserve some more music now. I think that's what we deserve. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you both songs off this teeny mini mini EP from Crook, which is called Oh Cool and My BF. And My BF, kinda. So we're going to play those two songs for you right now. This is It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9.
When I'm scared, I guess that's cool. He touched my hair. I smell like peach. If I don't sweat, I sweat a lot. Don't know what to do with hair. Cause I got a board. It looks okay. He thinks it's short. I stay up all night in this cold, wishing that he'd call.
And that was My BF, kinda, and Oh Cool by Crook. Wonderful songs, again, very good and sexy and cool. And that's all we want here on It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. We want everything to be cool, sexy, and good. Which is ironic, because I am not any of those things, actually. Not cool, not sexy, but I'm not good. But you know who are, you know who is? You guys, you, the listener, I love you, you're sexy, you're cool, and you're good. And that's why I'm here for you. I want you to feel nice. I want everything for you. Do you know what? I'm going to talk to your boss tomorrow. I'm going to ask them to give you a raise, because that's what you deserve. If you're your own boss, give yourself a raise. If you don't currently have a job, give yourself a raise. It doesn't matter. just give yourself some money. Everyone deserves some more money. And I think that I'm in a position to foster that with this public platform. So if you, as an employer, I'm speaking directly to the employers now, if you have an employee who listens to It's a Gay Area or to SER in general, you have to give them more money. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. So you need to go talk to them and you need to say, oh, yeah, have some money, okay? Mm-hmm. We all got that? You know what? Even after that, we're going to have a quick song. We're going to have a quick song. We're going to come back. I'm going to say goodbye. And then we're going to have a sweet, sweet kiss in the moonlight. So this is Beautiful Baby by... I'm so sorry. This is Parties by Elizabeth, not Beautiful Baby. Beautiful Baby is also on the album, so you should listen to it. But this is Parties by Elizabeth on the new album, The Wonderful World of Nature. You're listening to it on It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9. So here we go.
Us wrong. I could bring
that was Beautiful Baby by Elizabeth. I'm only here for a second to say you are listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. I got it there. Thank you, guys. And Joy FM 94.9. I am going to leave you. That was Beautiful Baby by Elizabeth. I got it wrong. I'm so sorry. But I promised you Parties by Elizabeth. So I'm going to leave you on Parties by Elizabeth. So this is Parties by Elizabeth from her new album, The Wonderful World of Nature. You've been listening to It's a Gay Area. See you next week.
With mine, but how quickly things can change. In an instant there is pain, there are clouds where there was always sun. Tell me when you're out, don't you miss me, do you doubt? When did you get so good at being